All right, Rabbi Yossi, good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing in Sidkas HaTzadik in Os Samich Beis. So we are picking up on page Kuf Nun Aleph. It's the same. It's the same still PDF that I put out on the chat. I think last week. So remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit. So Rabbi Tzadik in this particular Os has been speaking about the concept that there are certain midos, certain character traits, and really we're speaking more in the realm of spiritual character traits, which were possessed by certain individuals, then passed down to their families, and after that became the purview of the rest of Klal Yisrael, right? And so we've been going through different people who possessed these incredible midos, and we begin to see as we go through this os, I'll call for lack of a better term, like the spiritual DNA of Klal Yisrael. So we saw the Chesed of David HaMelech. We saw the Tzidkus of Yosef. So just to remember kind of a little bit so far what we've done up until now, we saw that Yaakov Avinu possessed the Midah of Yisrael. And Yisrael represents the ability to go ahead and find one's inner Kiddusha. That no matter how many wrong turns or mistakes I make in life, there's an inner pocket of holiness that's inside of me that I always have the ability to draw from. And I always have the ability ultimately to interact with and to somehow access in order to be able to lift myself up even in the aftermath of terrible life mistakes. We then saw the tzidkus. Yosef was called a tzaddik. So we spoke about the idea that tzaddik represents sexual purity. The idea that even if a person is bombarded with desire, and even if a person is bombarded by lust, and a person is pulled in a whole bunch of different directions, Yosef teaches us the ability to maintain our morality, even in the face of a persistent threat to that morality. We saw David HaMelech represented the concept of chassidus, was a chassid. What does it mean ultimately to be a chassid? So David HaMelech taught us this idea of having a singular focus in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That to make the Ratzon Hashem, to make the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to make the desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu paramount in our lives. That brings us now to Levi. So we're on page Kuf Nun Aleph, in the Be'uri HaChassidus, the left-hand side. V'Levi Zachal Shem Tahar. Levi was known, Levi was Zocha, to Tara. That was Levi's Midah, Tar. So what does it mean to be Tar? What is that? We understand what the word means vis-a-vis, let's say, Tumah, right? That ultimately Tara is the opposite of Tumah. But for example, again, if you look, you don't have to look, I'll read it to you in the footnote. He quotes over here from Bamidbar, Kachas alaviyah mitoch b'nei Yisrael v'tiharta osam. So the Torah says, take the Levim from the midst of the Jewish people and purify them. So Levi is associated with Tara. So what's the pshat? What's Tara? And the Rebbe says something so profound. He says, Dahainu l'taher es hayetzer hara al yidei yiras Hashem tahura. This is such a beautiful statement. He says, what does Tara mean? Tara is the ability to go ahead and purify the yetzer hara through Yiras Hashem. Through Yiras Hashem, through an awe and reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is able to purify. A person is able to purify Yitzhar. And I will say, if you think about this, it's a strange statement. To purify the Yitzhara. In other words, we assume generally, what am I supposed to do with my Yitzhara? What am I supposed to do with it? Obliterate it, right? Just get rid of it, right? Sublimate it. So purify the Yitzhara. So I say, here Reb Tzadik is teaching us something which is one of the tenets of Chassidus, which we've seen before in Reb Tzadik's writings, but actually not so long ago, in one of the previous Osos, the idea that the Yitzhara is just the corruption of one's inner koach. See, in life, there are kohos, there's energy. And the choice we have in life is how to use that particular koach. The Yetzer Hara is the drive to corrupt a particular koach. So I'll give you a good example, and this is why perhaps, the Rebbe doesn't say this, but perhaps this is why Levi is considered the example of this. For example, so we know the episode with Levi, right? The most well-known episode with Levi, two well-known episodes with Levi. Number one is Shimon and Levi back in Bereishis after Dina is abducted and raped. Shimon and Levi go in and they wipe out the city of Shechem. That's episode number one. Episode number two was the episode of Pinchas, right? The episode of Pinchas. Right? That's Pinchas is also a member of the tribe of Levi. Episode number three, Korach, this week's parasha, also a member of the tribe of Levi. So we'll say, what's the common denominator between Levi in Bereishis Shechem, Pinchas, I'm going a little bit out of chronological order, Korach and Pinchas? They're all expressions of what we would call anger, right? Or intense emotion. All intense emotion. Was there's two out of the three were expressed positively. I also want to point out, with the episode with Shimon and Levi wiping out Shechem, Yaakov Avinu gets upset at them. But if you notice that when Yaakov Avinu gets upset at his sons, he says to them, Achartem Osi. He gets upset because he claims, you have put me in danger with the local nations, with the local residents. If you notice, he doesn't chastise the act. He doesn't chastise the act. He doesn't say, what you did was wrong. He said, you've placed the family in danger, which is very interesting because the act of punishing evil, right? The act of standing up against evil, that Yaakov Avinu doesn't seem to say is bad. That could be very positive. Korach allows his anger ultimately to blind him. Okay, anger, jealousy, and Pinchas. Pinchas again acts in a state of kanos, which is righteous anger, called whatever, zealotry, and ultimately stands up for the covenant of Hashem. So in life, there are the way the Yetzirah works is the Yetzirah sees the kolchos, the energies that I have, and corrupts them and pushes me to engage or to utilize those activities or to utilize those kolchos in a detrimental fashion. The koach of Levi is the ability to take even that which is a potentially detrimental koach and to turn it into something positive. I'll say, what is the most detrimental trait a person could possess? Anger. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos that kas is the most dangerous midah. The Gemara says, if you get angry, it's as if you worship idolatry. What does that mean? So the Rishonim point out, very simple. When you get angry and you lose control over your temper, you could end up doing anything. Everyone has had moments of anger like this. Some of us have sustained anger like that, where you just lose control. Totally lose control. And when you do that, there's no rational thought. And when you do that, you say things that are horrible. You do things that are horrible. And a person could even come to worship idolatry. It could absolutely happen. In a moment of incredible chaos, Kalakois kilo oved avodazar, the Gemara says. So Levi possesses this unique koach to be able to, what the Rebbe calls, letaher es hayetzer hara. To be metaher the yetzer hara. To be metaher the yetzer hara means to take kolchos that the yetzer hara usually corrupts and to go ahead and reorient them to be used in a positive fashion. That's the koach of Levi. V'hin chilmai lazu l'chol zaro acharov. And Levi ultimately gave over this particular maila to his offspring afterwards. The chain Aaron zacha v'huz v'zaro acharav l'shem kadosh kimavur le'el sha'achar, turn the page, sha'achar she'zacha bo hu atzmo hinchilu li'olam l'chol zaro sh'yesh b'em kedusha miyuchadas. I am Bezarish Korach. Okay, so the Rebbe goes on and he explains that. I will say this is really, if you think about it, an incredibly overwhelming yesod. So remember, the story is always the same. The story always is an individual goes ahead and acquires the midah, passes on that midah to his family, and then after that midah becomes part of the family, then ultimately it's passed on to the klal, it's passed on to the collective. So Levi cultivates within himself this sense of tara, this sense of purity, which we're translating now as the ability to be metaher your yetzer hara. The ability to take those kochos, which the yetzer hara normally corrupts, uncorrupt them, and utilize them in some spiritually purposeful fashion. Levi was the first, gave it over to his children, and ultimately his family, and ultimately now becomes accessible for all of Klal Yisrael. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem tomorrow on Kofnun Beis, and tomorrow we'll get a little bit to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Maila of the Talmud Chacham. Shkoyach.